crackers.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, welcome back to the show. This is episode 515 of the Two Dumb Yinzers. We are back. We're smack dab the day before official free agency. The NFL kicks off. Everybody is just excited, chomping at the bit, watching all the moves going on around the league. Anxiously waiting to see who's going to land on their team next. Good morning. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm fired up today. I'm loving it, man. Bunch of moves going around the league. What's not to love about this time of year? This is where every team is now going to be 20-0 right now. Chicago Bears, you know.
Is anybody standing out to you so far, Mike? Anything that you're watching and you're like, oh wow, that's you know, that's going to be huge. That's going to be big. Anything standing out to you so far?
Nothing that's like blowing my mind. It seems like a lot of teams are making smart moves. I haven't seen anything really stupid outside of Atlanta giving Kirk Cousins that monster contract. You're not going to go to the playoffs anyway. And, you know, if you do, you know, he sucks in the playoffs. But, like, there's no one outside of that I'm really scratching my head out. Maybe the Sam Darnold getting $10 million from Minnesota.
But
you know, at this point, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel now for quarterbacks. But there's no one that's like, I'm like, oh wow, like these are offseason champions ready to proclaim them, like the Browns have been for every year.
Yeah,
there's nothing that's wowing me. I'm seeing a lot of smart moves.
Well, the Browns, they grab a receiver now. All of a sudden, they are Super Bowl champions again.
But there's something that I'm blown away by. I kind of like what the Eagles are doing, but with the way they collapsed at the end of the year, how well was that going to work out there? But I'm liking moves. Maybe the thing that's like blowing me away the most is Dallas hasn't done a thing.
Yeah, that's right.
What are they waiting for?
That's a concern to some people. I'm seeing people on the the ESPN talking about that. What's going on with Dallas? However, guys, it's not even officially the day yet, so give it time. Yeah. Derpy, how you doing today?
Derpy,
I'm doing great. We signed Bill Burr.
Derpy,
yeah, we'll get to Bill Burr in just a moment. My big thing is, this morning is this: it's fun watching the Cincinnati Bengals kind of dismantle.
Yeah.
Yes, they are bringing people in, but you know what? Joe Burrow isn't going to recognize this team when he comes back to the facility in Cincinnati to play football. Of course, T. Higgins as of yesterday asked to be gone from Cincinnati. Tyler Boyd is not expected to be around. Joe Mixon signs. Where did he sign this morning, guys?
No, he was cut. They cut him.
He got traded.
Where is he at this morning?
Traded.
Oh, he got traded. Where to, Derpy?
Yeah. Houston.
Oh wow! I thought he was cut. Okay,
right.
I knew they were moving.
Either way, I mean, that's just another person from that Cincinnati team.
Yeah.
That it's going to be different. So you know that could play one of two ways. You could either they could bring it together and put together a nice new squad and offense for Burrow and see how that plays, or it could take a season or two to kind of get used to the new guys around the locker room and get any kind of progress. So I like that. Derpy, I mean, is there anything that's really, really standing out to you, Derpy? Anything negative, anything positive, anything that you're blown away by in any of these signings so far?
I've besides Saquon to Eagles, not really.
Okay.
I do like the I've noticed the trend that interior defensive linemen, they're getting paid big time.
Yes.
Like, it's nice to see that position finally be recognized. Like, once again, it felt like, like when we were growing up, Randy, like, they had, like, people like Warren Sapp in the middle. And, like, it was, like, a high-profile position, very important one. It seemed to went away. Now it's coming back again. Sports is always in the cycle. But it's nice to see the big uglies on the D-line getting paid. Another thing that kind of – that's it's not shocking because it's Carolina. They traded their edge rusher, D-end, outside linebacker, whatever you want to call him, Brian Burns. They traded him and got, a couple second-round picks from the Giants. They could have traded him last year and got multiple first-round picks and an assortment of other draft picks from the St. Louis Rams, and they said, no, we're going to keep them on the franchise tag. And they won, what, two games? That organization is a mess down there. So it's fun watching them mess up free agency once again.
No two ways about it. Seeing teams like this do what they do year in, year out reminds yeah. you know, why they are the teams that they are, why they have the results that they do, why, you know, year in, year out, these yep. are the Carolina Panthers, teams like this, so on and so forth. You know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm going to start off with some Pittsburgh Steelers, then we will get into the rest of the league, of course. As of this morning, Derek Watt of Brothers Watt announced his retirement. So now that is two of the Watt brothers that are retired of the three, TJ, of course, being the remaining Watt left. So JJ and Derek, Mike, are officially retired from the NFL.
It's a sad day in NFL history when Derek Watt retires.
The weird little Watt.
When a legend of that caliber retires.
The greatest fullback ever.
It's a tough day in sports history.
Another observation I made, guys, of course, the big move yesterday or Sunday night, the decision to take on Russell Wilson. A lot of people like it. A lot of people hate it. A lot of people don't understand it. But one thing that I did take away from this one observation is we do play the Denver Broncos this year, guys. Do you think they slide this into a special game? Is this going to be a prime time? Is this going to be maybe the opener? Is this going to be a game, Mike? Are they going to make anything of this? Or is this just going to kind of come and go? And you know what? Russell's only there 2 years. Who cares? Let's just play the schedule.
I would love to make it a primetime game because, you know,
I would love
like, you know, Denver's paying him $38 million to play against him. That needs to be on national TV. That needs to be talked about of just how bad, you know, the Denver Broncos fumbled that trade for him.
And absolutely.
Anything to make Denver look bad needs to be a Sunday night game.
I agree more.
But it probably will just be a typical 4 o'clock game. Are we going there or are they coming here? I can't remember.
I don't recall.
I think we're going there.
It might be like the main 4 o'clock game if we play there at four.
Also, last season in the NFL, people say, you know what? Russell Wilson is washed up. Russell Wilson is 35 years old. Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson. Last year, amongst quarterbacks with at least 10 starts, he was in the top four in best TD interception ratio last year, only behind Stroud, Dak Prescott, and Lamar Jackson. Stroud had 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Dak Prescott, 36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Lamar Jackson, 24-7. And finally, Russell Wilson, 26-8. Just behind the league MVP. So I don't know, guys. I think it's the media that's pissing me off more than mm-hmm. anybody when it comes to this Russell Wilson thing. I can't recall which of the tweets I seen from who this morning, but they said, now, yeah, I mean, this is fine, but now what about the future? Well, you know what? When we weren't winning now, it was like, okay, well, what about now? Just shut up. Let these guys do what they do. They've dealt with the now. So now you deal with the now, and then you work on the future. Who knows? Next year, the future might have a whole different an identity, a whole different look. They might want to, you know, maybe Russell Wilson goes out and has the season of a lifetime. You bring him back for another year, keep him cheap. Maybe Kenny comes in halfway through the season, and you just don't know. Mike, the future is the future, and it is, you know, it's whatever happens is going to happen. And it's these media heads in Pittsburgh that are making shit petty for everybody.
And
they bring up this petty shit constantly. And at the end of the day, as I said, Russell Wilson finished with more touchdowns than Lamar Jackson and just one more interception. And Lamar was the MVP of the league. Guys,
that's crazy.
It is. It is really crazy. And he falls in the top four with CJ Stroud, Lamar Jackson, and Dak Prescott. How bad off can he be?
Yeah. Now it's like, oh, but can he win a playoff game? He's won them in the past. So I'm assuming he can win again.
The guy won a Super Bowl. I mean, you know.
So he knows how to win.
It's not like this guy's never
games.
Won in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like they keep moving the goalpost.
Right, right.
No, they need to upgrade the quarterback room. Okay, we're gonna get a guy who was Pittsburgh a lot media, better than what we had. I don't know how media
is all over the country, yeah. But I know Pittsburgh is very.
Yeah, annoying. Now it's like, oh, we're gonna by going out and bringing in this veteran, we're gonna set the franchise back by 5 years. Well, what if you guys were saying that about the quarterback room? Now, if you miss on your first round pick, that's gonna set the franchise back 5 years. So, which is it? You know. It's like the Steelers are damned if they do, damned if they don't go out and, you know, plug holes and fill them. And thank God for and 1.2 million.
Boneheads. It's these boneheads sitting in the studio just saying off the wall shit to get people to pay attention to them.
Yeah.
And then you get people talking and then that's the concern. And it's like, well, you know, maybe he's right. What are we going to do about the future? Listen, just last year you were saying we didn't have we haven't won a postseason game in 7 years. Let's take one step at a time. Let's bring in a guy that's capable of having a good season. He's a Hall of Famer. Let's see where that takes us. And you know what? We'll go from there. Does it look like we have – you know what I mean? We don't have all the answers planned out. We went out. We just got a free agent dirt cheap the other night. And I think we're in a better place than we were a week ago as far as this football team in preparation and ways to win football games in the NFL. So – It just depends what you let in is what you're gonna, you know, they're nuts up there.
Yeah, and they'll say the things like, you got to give the quarterback here a chance. But at the same, in this other side of the mouth, it's, the quarterback room's not enough to get us there. They got to go and improve it. They go improve it. Then it's like, now you're not giving this guy a chance. It's like, wait, what? Then it's like, oh, you gotta win now. It's the Steelers. You gotta. It's always about the now. The now. You gotta make the playoffs now. So that we're gonna address that to win the playoff now. But then it shifts to, oh, well, what about the future?
Right.
Well, which one is it? Is it the future or is it the present that's more important? You can plan for the future, but you want to win now.
I do not listen to the media heads in this town. I don't. Somebody asked me at work the other day. At the radio station, and they asked me about one of the shows, and I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't listen to any of these guys. It's been years since I turned any of these people on and listened to them. Like, they're out of their fucking minds.
Like, and it's funny too, because like some that are good, they fall prey to the same stuff too. It's like, why do that? You don't have to do what everyone else is doing.
I'm still trying to find one that's good. And,
yeah, it's comical. Like they'll have good takes on this, then go off the deep end. I was like, no.
Mike, what's your timer?
My timer is 12 minutes. 12 minutes.
Okay. I'm.
But listen, it's like you can't. Like the Steelers can't win. They literally cannot win in this town with the media. They
the thing is, it's not a big city.
Not the right way.
If you had a big city and you were a big city, a big market team, it's different. You could play this bullshit because nobody listens. And if they do, it's you have 20 different. It's too small for the bullshit that they
throw. And it's all like the same. They all have more or less the same hive mind mentality.
And then you get the other ones who go the opposite direction. And they're like, Mr. Obvious, and I'm not going to name any names, but he comes out the other day and says, well, the Steelers are going to be better off than they were. Well, no shit. Yeah. I love when he comes out with his obvious observations. Yeah, you brought in a Hall of Fame quarterback. They're good. And then a year from now, when they finish a game better or whatever, he's going to come out and be like, I told you first. You heard it from me. Well, no shit, they're going to be better.
Can I go on the record and say, like, I was the first one to suggest Russell Wilson?
You know, you and 19 other people I've heard say that over the past 3 days. I got to be honest with you.
Well, I know I was the first one on the show to say Russell Wilson.
And everybody else, we said everybody. You said Justin Fields too.
Yeah. Well, I was like, no, I don't want someone else's cast.
That's what that guy does. He'll say 33 things that are very obvious. Whichever one happens, like, he comes back and he goes, I said it first, and it's like, bro, come on.
No, as soon as like they, you know, he was being released, I was like, why not bring him in?
No, yeah.
Then I brought you to my son.
And, slowly. You know, where's these other guys? Nobody's exactly jumping at the bit to get Ryan Tannehill, you know?
Sam Darnold's getting $10 million. We got a bargain. We're getting a quarterback for $1.2 million. Every middle-aged dad in America's favorite quarterback is going down to Atlanta with his one playoff with another almost $100 million guaranteed contract. Do you want the Steelers with that? No. No. Why would you want that guy who hasn't won anything when you can have a guy who's going to work cost you 90% less and has proven playoff success?
The question is, Omar Khan, I seen a comment yesterday where somebody says that he's a bargain shopper, which, okay, not a bad thing. But at the end of the day, if that's what you only are as a bargain shopper, then you eventually get what you spent. You know, you eventually are getting what you're buying. I want to see that big splash move, Mike. I want to see the guys that we were talking about, which we're going to get into shortly, who are being brought up as possibilities to be a Steeler this coming season. You brought up a name. I think you even said that he's going to be on the thumbnail. Also, we're going to talk about maybe a couple other guys that I know you've been talking about, because there has been a lot of freed up money and the pay raise and the mm-hmm. and the ceiling of the salary cap. So it's going to be very interesting, Mike. I want to see Omar Khan make that big splash move this season. I want to see it happen. It's very awesome that he's able to find these deals and maneuver them and make these quick moves, which I think is very effective as well. But you ultimately have to go get that big, big splash every once in a while. Mike, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to your wish list in just a second. Let's go on. What else? Steelers walked away very impressed with Cooper DeJean. Mike, I watched a video on Cooper DeJean last night. Not only is he a great cornerback, this dude is like super athlete. He was they were showing him playing basketball in high school. And he's dunking and doing 360s. And, this dude, Cooper DeJean, I would love to have him back here. But there's somebody that you would like to have come over from another team to play that position just as much, isn't there?
Yes, yes. L'Jarius Sneed.
I
love L'Jarius Sneed. He's one of the top rated corners in the NFL. He was franchised, so it would have to be a sign and trade. And the rumored asking price is a second round pick. Okay. And I
you like that?
I like that, yeah, because you would get your tackle in the first round, because that's looking like what we're going. You would get a proven NFL starter, proven Super Bowl champion. As for a second round pick, you're gonna have to sign him to a contract, but you know that Omar Khan knows how to get those contracts under the cap. That was his specialty before he became GM. So that would be my guy right there. My only problem now that I'm seeing is we haven't signed a center in free agency.
I was just gonna
that might change the play in there to where we go try to get a center in the second round. Hopefully Zach Frazier falls, or they might, you know, wait, maybe see in the third round if they can get Fran Pran from Georgia. That's my only concern, is we haven't signed a center yet. Maybe they don't want to make that trade, but I would love to see that trade happen. And that would upgrade that defense immensely. You would have two really good corners. You'd have a proven Super Bowl champion and an up-and-coming shutdown corner. You would have a nice little secondary there. With those two guys, Mink in the back, and then, you know, got to upgrade that safety position and the slot position, but it's forming a nice secondary if they can pull that trade off.
That is what I got to say.
Round pick, and that would be a great use.
Joey Porter Jr. You want to see what he can do his second year? Is he going to make this big jump? Is he going to have a sophomore slump?
That's
just don't
right
know.
There.
But if you get a guy, you know, like this on the other side, that certainly helps the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, guys. As Derpy mentioned earlier, the Steelers got their punter. They made Bill Burr. I mean, Cameron Johnston. I'm sorry. They made him the highest paid punter in the NFL. Our new punter, the former Houston Texan punter who looks exactly like the comedian Bill Burr, is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. The Harvin days are done. Johnston, guys, will be signing a 3-year, $9 million contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, the highest paid punter in the NFL. Mike, if this guy pans out and he is a consistent punter and he does all the right things, are you okay with the signing and the money and the deal and getting that guy?
Yeah, 3-year, you know, 3 years, $3 million a year. That's not bad for a punter of his quality. I don't think he's going to be the highest paid punter for long. I think Tommy Townsend, I saw he was just signed. I don't know if his terms were released. I think he might end up being higher. He was from the Chiefs. Johnson, he's very, very, very consistent. Much more consistent than Presley Harvin.
That's all you need from your punter. Yeah. All you need is consistency. You can even take a little bit off the leg if you have consistency.
Yeah, and that was Harvin's biggest problem. He wasn't as consistent.
He had a boomer as a leg.
Yeah, and Johnson has a booming leg, too. He had like a 60-yard punt, I believe, with the Texans. Very good directional kicker. The biggest knock I saw on him was his hang time wasn't the best. But, you know, if you're getting 47 yards a kick and you're getting good coverage, which Steelers usually do have on their special team, especially with someone like Miles Killebrew running down there, I'm okay with him. I think it's a very good signing. That's, you know, you don't have to worry about the field position battle now of, are we going to have a great punt or are we going to have a terrible punt?
You know, it's going to be very consistent. Right. One punt a season that goes 22 yards off the side of somebody's foot, that's acceptable.
Yeah,
one
that's punt what a season. Say
but you know
game.
What? You start getting more, you know, more regular with it. You can't have that. Even as we said yesterday off the air, Mike, between you and I, even if it doesn't affect the course of a game, sometime it could be a momentum swing. You know, it could be something like that a shanked punt can do and change the course of a game. I like this move. It isn't my position to like or dislike the character of the person. I thought he was probably a pretty good person, but at the end of the day, he just didn't cut it as the Steelers punter. And I wish him all the luck anywhere else he goes, because he does got a boom on his leg, man.
Yeah, so. he can pound it, man. But just work on that consistency, and that's the biggest thing in the NFL, man. Is that's what separates your starters from your backups in the journey.
Absolutely,
it's consistency.
Some of the people on the Pittsburgh Steelers wish list, and of course, every player that's a free agent, every player that is available anywhere has been linked to the Steelers. But I'm going to give you a list of I specifically got this off of Twitter with these wish lists of people that think that should be coming here. And a lot of these people I didn't even consider, Mike. So just take it in and see what you think, see who you recognize, see what you like. Right off the top, I do, of course, recognize Tyler Boyd and Jordan Whitehead, who I think would both be brilliant on the Steeler team, not only because they're hometown guys, not only because they're Pitt guys, but I got to tell you, I believe that these two guys are big enough playmakers at the end of the day to have a great effect on this team. And I think that being in this organization would kind of revamp their careers in a way as well and make them play a little bit better. But let me get to some of these other names, guys. Justin Simmons, the safety, Justin Simmons, people. Again, this is the wish list I'm seeing. Wide receiver Curtis Samuel. Center Connor Williams, Mike.
Is he from Miami? Was he their center?
I'm not sure.
He was Miami center. You talk about a guy off the bargain bin. He coming off an ACL injury in week 14.
Tre'Davious White, the cornerback.
Oh God, he's put like 7 games the past 3 years.
Cornerback Devin White, Matt Hennessy, Jerome Baker, Javon Kinlaw. See, some of these people I'm not even familiar with.
I know them, but I don't know them well enough to be like, yeah or no.
You're right. But these were the names that I seen most consistent on lists on Twitter of people. And I got to be honest with you, I can think of people that I would prefer to have better than these people and more than these people. But these are some of the names that I have been seeing the most. If, just a moment, I could also pull up. This is what we've done so far. And this is what we got going on. Of course, Steeler free agent signed so far. We know Cameron Johnston. We know Russell Wilson. Pittsburgh Steelers rumored interest. Now, this is not from the same list of people, Mike. This is not from Twitter. Yeah. This is a list of what we've done so far. And your boy Legarius Sneed is on this list for Pittsburgh Steelers rumors of interest. Pittsburgh re-signed is Braden Fajoco and offensive tackle Dylan Cook. Players that have been cut so far have been Keanu Neal, Patrick Peterson, Allen Robinson, Mason Cole, Mitch Trubisky, Presley Harvin, and Chooks. And then there's an entire list of reserve future contracts that have also been taken care of, Mike. Luke Barkou, also back on that list. Remember Luke Barkou from the XFL?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember him now. He's like, I like that name, sounds so familiar.
He's on this list full of guys that are on the reserve futures contracts. Yeah. That you did. If I read through, you'd recognize probably none of these names.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what we've done so far. That's what we have going on. That was our wish list. Derpy, who's your wish list guy? Who? Tell me somebody that you would just love to have on the Steelers this year. Who do you like, Derpy? It's that time of year. It's like Christmas. Make your wish list.
Derpy. Huh.
See, you know what makes me nuts about Derpy?
He's here. He's in the...
He either has his microphone down his throat.
Yeah, or he's nowhere around
in the other room.
It. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I think that's why... I got some suspicions about Derpy and his shenanigans over there.
Yeah. killing me, Derpy.
So we will move on. AB with a he's on his shit again, back on Twitter. Oh, he now God. Has his cracker of the day.
I'm sorry. AB, it shouldn't be funny, but it's the cracker of the day.
He now has his cracker of the day tweets. Yesterday it was Adam Schefter. Today it was somebody different. I didn't quite catch the name as I was getting ready to come on the air. I seen that there is a new person at AB, I'm sorry, named Cracker of the Day. So that's what's going on over in AB.
I kind of want to be named Cracker of the Day. World. I want to be named Cracker
Mike,
of the
you
Day.
You can be Cracker of the Day. You're the Triscuit of the Week, Mike. There you go.
What kind of cracker? Am I a Ritz? Am I a saltine?
You're a Triscuit.
I'm a Triscuit. Yeah. Isn't that like the wheat dry nasty thing?
Yes, yes.
That's rude.
Joe dried ass.
Cracker of the Day.
QB carousel so far, guys.
Oh, shit.
Of course, everybody knows Russell Wilson's coming to Pittsburgh. Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta on a mega contract. Garner Minshew going to the Raiders.
He looks like he would be a guy.
He's a Raider.
For a team in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, I saw someone tweet that, like, this is the perfect fit for him. And I'm like, it is. He looks like someone who'd be hanging out in Vegas.
And Jacoby Brissett is going to New England. Boy, they're putting it together up there, man, huh?
Oh, yeah. I saw Marcus Mariota went somewhere, too. It's just like,
yeah, where did
he's
go?
Still floating around in the league. I can't remember where he went. I saw it and just kind of chuckled and moved on. He's going to be a backup somewhere. Excuse me, I forget
hey,
where
Derpy.
It was.
Derpy. See, he's still not there.
He's
still
not there. What, Marcus? Or I'm still blown away by Sam Darnold getting $10 million from the Vikings. Like people are still.
Well, you know what? I think Sam Darnold's going
to
have a decent career up there.
Go to the Commanders. Mariota's going to.
I think Sam Darnold's going to be okay because you know what? That's a good team to play for if you're a throwing quarterback.
Yeah, you got Darnold. You got
Sam Darnold's been kind of put in some shitty positions so far in his career. And you know what? I seen some things come from him that I liked in his career so far. I bet you Sam Darnold has a decent year. I'm not going to say he's going to blow the roof off the place up here in Minnesota, but I bet you keep your eye on Sam Darnold this season.
You know, if Justin Jefferson, you know, doesn't hold out and decides to stay, and you got Jordan Addison, nice group there, pretty good tight end too. So they have what?
Bobby Wagner expected to test free agency. I know last year we all said, oh, you know what? We better not go after him. He's starting to get a little old. And he has, you know, 150 tackles.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to have Bobby Wagner. Let's go through some of these other people here. Geno Stone from Newcastle, right up the road. He was playing safety over in Baltimore. He signs with the Cincinnati Bengals on a 2-year, $15 million. Lamar Jackson says, you're dead to us. You're dead to
There's
me.
A lot of that going
There's
on.
There's a
right?
lot of that going on because a lot of players are going, jumping ship from teams and going to teams in their division, which we'll get to your guy in just a second, Mike. But you never really saw this in the past. When you have two rivals, like the Ravens and anybody in the AFC North, or for the example that we're going to go to next, the Giants and the Eagles with Saquon Barkley going from the Giants to the Eagles. You don't see it, but you know what? Tiki Barber also says the same thing, quote, you're dead to us. You're dead to me, to Saquon Barkley. I think it's in good fun.
No. Tiki Barber hates Saquon Barkley.
Does he? No, I mean, I know the Baltimore was in good
Baltimore
fun.
I know a couple current Giants, they're sending out, like, the gif of Wesley Snipes' character in the movie, like, hesitating to shoot his best friend or whatever. They're all sending that to Saquon, you know, tongue-in-cheek of, hey, you know, we're happy for you, but, you know, for these 2 weeks out of the year, we hate you.
Maybe the Giants ought to send a meme on how to win football games.
Exactly.
Playing, you know, meme tag.
Well, you know, the Giants and the Eagles can't win shit right now, apparently.
Well, I tell you what, the Eagles are okay. Listen.
I guarantee you, your boy, Jason Kelce, saw the Saquon Barkley sign and goes, I retired 2 weeks early.
You're right.
And I would love to, you know, 1 year behind him. Hell yeah, I'll block for that guy.
Derpy, are you still there?
I am still alive.
My God, where'd you go?
Where have you been?
I was talking to you for 10 minutes. Did you leave?
Now he goes radio silent once again.
Panthers get Dolphins guard Robert Hunt. 5 year, $100 million, Mike. The Panthers just paid out to this guard.
Guards are getting paid this year, baby. I guess like the tackle market, from what I read, isn't the greatest, so they're paying interior linemen, baby.
Here's the one that caught my attention. The Vikings land edge rusher from Miami, Andrew Van Ginkle, to a 2 year deal.
Yeah.
Now, Van Ginkle, remember late in the season last year, we were talking about the guys that had the most most sacks at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Andrew Van Ginkle was in there.
Yeah.
So was Danielle Hunter from Minnesota. You got to like what Minnesota's doing. It isn't like this team is sitting on their hands. They go out and get a guy. They had a guy who's in the top three in sacks. They go out and get another guy with his Van Ginkle.
Yeah, but Hunter is still a free agent. They got to sign him too.
Yeah.
But if they can get him resigned and Van Ginkle, that's a nice little D.
On top of working on their offense, and as you said, you bring in Sam Darnold with these receivers, Addison guys, Minnesota, you can say what you want about the NFC North, but they try. You know, you constantly see these teams making moves. I mean, Chicago, as bad as they stink,
but they make moves all the time to try and
always
get better.
You know, and I don't know if that benefits them or not, or it's counterproductive, because it kind of seems counterproductive with the Bears. But, you know, I mean, Green Bay's willing to deal, and they're cutting, you know, they're getting rid of their starting running back, bringing in another guy. You got Minnesota making all these moves. Detroit's the one team that's kind of staying quiet, staying to themselves, because they're set in place. They like where they're at. And they'll make small moves here and there to improve what they have going on. But you got to always kind of keep your eye on that NFC North. They're interesting, kind of like the AFC North is.
Oh, yeah. You know,
it's an interesting division.
Excuse me. Yeah, because only move I really like, I know the Lions made a trade for another cornerback. Surprise, surprise. They poured cornerbacks, you know, like they're going out of style.
Yeah.
And I know they these guys resigned like their one of their top guards or center in Glasnow. So they're being quiet, but they're making some pretty solid moves.
Of course, the Eagles signed Jets pass rusher Bryce Huff to a 3 year, $51 million. Contract. He had 10 sacks last year. Cardinals signed cornerback Sean Murphy Bunting. Washington signs Austin Eckler to a 2 year, $11 million deal.
Thank God he's leaving the Chargers.
The Chargers.
Well, God. the Chargers replaced him with Gus Edwards.
So, I saw Gus. That's true. That's a good move.
You gotta like what the Chargers are doing. After bringing in Harbaugh to take over the head coaching position, you got to like what the Chargers are doing down there. You know, bringing in Gus Edwards, I think, is, you know, it's a move in the direction that you're going to see from this Charger team. You're going to see moves. You're going to see them build Harbaugh's team, and I think this is all part of it. That team is going to improve. And you know what? If that team could give Kansas City a couple of losses during the season to help us out in the AFC, that'll work, you know. The Browns signed linebacker Jordan Hicks to a 2 year, $8 million. What was that other? I had one other one here that I looked for. Oh, DeAndre Swift to the Bears, guys.
Yeah.
There's the Bears doing their thing again. Yeah, but, you know, is it going to help them?
It's going to, yeah. But I know they have I like their one back, Roshan Johnson. A lot of people seem to like him, and they're wondering about that Swift move. So I don't know. They make some good moves, and they make some head scratches.
Swift's a 3-year, $24.5 million deal. So it's going to be interesting, guys. It's not going to stop. It continues. It's going to go all through today. Tomorrow it will officially be free agency.
Yeah. So Matt Kosicki going to the Bengals. Former Penn State tight end.
Yeah. We have a whole list. I mean, we could really, if we wanted to, go down every single player that's moving and signing.
I have to say that because I just saw it pop up on the Twitter. On the Twitter.
So, Derpy, who's your wish? Who's on your wish list? Who do you want from if you could have anybody out there? You're Omar Derpy. Who's on your wish list of people to bring on home?
Justin Simmons, or
Justin
Simmons.
Yeah. Mike, what about Willie Gay Jr.? You told me about Willie Gay Jr. before we went on the air today. Willie Gay Jr. Now, is this something that seems like it's a real possibility?
It's warming up.
It's warming up. He's when Steelers signed Russell Wilson, he got on Instagram, did the big eye emoji, been liking a lot of stuff the Steelers have been doing on Instagram. You know, that's where, if you're mad at your team, you delete their Instagram.
Yeah.
If you want to go somewhere, you start liking their stuff. That's like the new thing. And, the Steelers had interest in him when he was coming out in the draft. They just weren't able to land him in that draft. And, he liked his meeting with the Steelers during the draft process. So, and he would fit what we need. He's a sideline to sideline linebacker. He's a Super Bowl champion. He knows what it takes to win in this league. I think he'd be a great fit on this defense.
Every time we turn,
if you
every
start
time...
the season with him and the Landon Robbins until Cole Holcomb comes back, you have a nice trio there.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what's the story on Cole Holcomb?
Holcomb, he's still rehabbing his injury. It's going to be down to the wire if he's going to be ready for the opening. Last I saw, it's going to be close if he'll be ready to start the season.
Let me ask you this. If Cole Holcomb gets ready just in time and he gets hurt within the first month, do we hang on to this guy? Is he going to be worth keeping around? Or, I mean, is that enough
no,
for
no,
you?
No, he would be done after that.
No, he would be
put
done.
Put an eye alarm again and then release him after the season.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know how much more. I don't know how much I could take.
I'd like
that.
To get another weapon for us.
I want Willie Gay Jr. and I want L'Jarius Sneed. Make it happen, Omar.
Those are your two guys,
yeah.
L'Jarius Sneed and Willie Gay Jr.
You want another weapon, Derpy?
Derpy, who's
I would like another weapon.
Who you got in mind, bud?
Reynolds from Detroit. Josh Reynolds.
What position does he play, Derpy? Fill us in.
Receiver.
Well, there's people listening, Derpy, who might not know who Josh Reynolds is. You got to explain.
I just wonder how many gays can we have on this team?
Willie Gay? Willie Gay Jr.?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, geez, it's just now it's weird now that we get all the gays. You know?
Killing me. But no, Josh Reynolds, 600 yards last year, 5 touchdowns? Wouldn't be too bad. Be affordable.
Upgraded than Allen Robinson.
Yeah. He's 6'3", 194. Not bad size, not bad stat line either.
Mike, anybody that you could think of at a wide receiver spot that you could that you'd like to have come to play for the Steelers?
Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, Tyler Boyd. Like I
Tyler Boyd's my guy. That's who
he's
I would
like. And I know everyone wants to trade DJ, but if you get Tyler Boyd, Deontay Johnson, and George Pickens plus Pat Freiermuth, that's a nice passing attack.
That's a nice.
I want it was more as many weapons as I can have on my team.
Yeah.
That would be a good pick right
but
there.
But you know what I mean? Who knows what we could get in place if we,
exactly.
if we trade
you
off
know,
Deontay
if you
Johnson.
Get like a second round pick for Deontay and you can get like a Tyler Boyd or Calvin Ridley, I'd make that trade.
Right.
Guys,
just keep Calvin Ridley away from Rivers Casino if you do sign.
All right, let's talk about a couple other things, guys. We'll come back to football. I do want to say real quick, the Pirates back in action today. They took a loss yesterday. They lost to the Boston Red Sox 1-0. They're back at it today against the Braves at 105. The Pirates still lead. They still lead all spring training with home runs. They now have 31 home runs overall. The next best team is the Baltimore Orioles with 26, guys. Pittsburgh Pirates today, 105 against the Braves. Penguins back in action tonight. They played the Ottawa Senators in Ottawa. Penguins coming in with a 28-27-8 record, taking on the Senators, who have a 25-33-4 record. This game's at 7 p.m. You would think this would be a chance for the Penguins to fall in the win column. This team doesn't look that good, but you know what? At the end of the day, we're not that good either. Mike, is this season over?
This season's over. They need to do what happened last year. Just keep losing as many games as possible. You know, if you're not going to make the playoffs, guys, go out there, give an effort, but, you know, don't go out of your way to try and win. Help the team out one way by, you know, getting a better draft pick. You know, if you know, you shot yourself in the foot by not putting yourself in a position to win the playoff games, take one for the team, boys. Go out there and suck. You know?
And you know what?
They're not going to do it, though. They're not going to do it. It'd be nice to see, like, that's got their.
No, they're going to come out and they're going to win enough games to kind of screw
right?
them.
Right? They're going to screw us.
Right.
That just kind of seems like how this is going to play out.
You know, but in my head, I would just love to see them just lose out. And because that's the only way that you're going to get major change on this team. You
right.
Know, the core is going to stay because there are no movement clauses. But, you know, coaching staff can change. You know, people who can be moved can be moved.
The ACC tourney starts today. Pitt will be back in action on Thursday after a double bye, but the tourney starts today in the ACC. We'll start to watch how it plays out, see who Pitt's going to be playing on Thursday. Pitt Panthers, Mike, they did get a few awards yesterday. They got they have the ACC Sixth Man of the Year award going to Ishmael Leggett. They also have Blake Henson, who got the first team all ACC again. And also Carlington Carrington got awarded the ACC all rookie. He's on the all rookie team, Mike. So there's some pretty cool awards for this Panther basketball team getting ready to move forward and make that run into the big tournament. I think they're going to get in, guys. One thing I do got to say about your Mike, the Penn State. I don't know if you caught this. What's this say?
I didn't see this.
I don't.
Dr. Scott Stephen Marino alleged that Coach James Franklin tried on multiple occasions to interfere with Dr. Lynch's medical decisions to get injured players back on the field. Mike, are the scandals and stories ever going to stop up at Penn State? And is it going to turn back to the prestigious university that it used to be? Or is this the university just going to continue to spiral downhill?
He was just teaching these young men to play for pain, rub some dirt in it, take a lap, okay? Maybe he watched a little too much of Varsity Blues, and, you know, he was trying to get everyone to play through injuries like John Voight did. He just took it a little too far. You know, it's a little slap on the wrist. Yo, get this guy out of there.
Yeah.
Great recruiter, terrible coach, chokes in the big games. Now this nonsense.
They need a savior up there, Mike. They need somebody to come along who has nothing but good things to go on in his tenure there. Of course, you know, the Joe Paterno was the god, and then what went down, and, you know, that tarnished. And then you bring this guy in, and
Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien
was the bridge between Franklin or Paterno and Franklin, and he's the one who kept it together, and then left to go to the pros, and we saw what happened. But they really need somebody to come in
who just has an untarnished tenure, who does well, wins games, and there's no bullshit or weird scandal.
Franklin, when he came from Baylor, I believe, there were scandals down there that he was linked to. So it's like, come on, guys, get your shit together up there.
It's unfortunate what you see going on over there. Even for myself, I'm not a Penn State guy, but you know, I do acknowledge that there are a lot of people from Pittsburgh that do enjoy the Penn State experience. So let's hope maybe one day they could get back on track. High school basketball, guys, today the Beaver County teams playing and boys are Lincoln Park and Aliquippa. Those are the two teams that are left. Bunch of Whipfield teams, of course, bunch of Western Pennsylvania teams. But the two from our county right here, Lincoln Park, they play today. They play Uniontown in a rematch of a really close game that went down earlier in the season. This game is going to be at Cannon Mack. Mike, I was telling you about how good these two guards are for Lincoln Park. Give me a minute, I can think of his name. Thomas. It's not Cummings, it's Thomas.
I remember who you're talking about.
Get this. Now. He is the fifth best junior guard in the country.
Wow.
In high school basketball players. Malik Thomas, the fifth, number five best junior guard in the country. You're going to see Cummings. He's going to go to Pitt this year, but as I said, Malik will see him around for another year. And he's the one that's getting the look from all these teams, including Duke. So Malik Thomas will be a name to keep an eye on for the following next year coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun watching him. But Lincoln Park, they do continue their quest for their state championship, back-to-back championship in defense of their state title from last year, today against Uniontown at Cannon Mack. Tomorrow, Aliquippa is back at it against Eisenhower. This is going to be at Edinburgh University. That game is Wednesday. Aliquippa at Eisenhower. I know it's real weird about the way that they're doing these high school games, Mike, in the state playoffs, because a lot of these teams, there's teams in our county that are in the Whipfield that's playing like York, and teams that are, you know, pretty much on the east side of the state. Mm-hmm. So it's just very strange, because you used to play teams from the west side of the state.
Yeah.
And then as closer you got to the finals,
it would get closer. Yeah.
Now, I mean, first round, these teams are playing teams that are, you know, like I said, York. I mean, you might as well, you know, that's as east as it comes. And so very interesting. Again, tomorrow, Aliquippa versus Eisenhower, which I'm not even sure who that is, where they're at.
No.
But that game is going to be at Edinburgh University. And today, Lincoln Park Uniontown rematch, which should be one of the better games that Lincoln Park has this season. I do know that the game last time was a very good game. So let's see what Cummings and Thomas and the guys can do
Lincoln Park.
Yeah, both of these teams, a lot of fun, a lot of great athletic kids, and a lot of great basketball. So hopefully they can keep it going. And there's five rounds altogether in the state playoffs. So these guys already got through the first round. This is the second round. Let's see if they can keep it going. Guys, a couple of things I did see. Muhammad Ali is getting inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. This is the second name in as many weeks. Last week, it was Paul Heyman. This week, it's Muhammad Ali. I like these inductions. Muhammad Ali, guys like this. Mike Tyson.
Pete Rose. You know,
Pete Rose. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Anyone who did, like, a celebrity wise who came in and did anything for them, they honor in some way with the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I like it.
I do too.
And, you know, the big one is, you know, you got Muhammad Ali and Paul Heyman.
Yeah, it's in,
you know,
in
now,
2 weeks.
Only Muhammad Ali was alive, and like, who would have given the better speech? Heyman or Ali? That would have talk about a missed opportunity. Stupid Parkinson's taking Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Those two.
Also, sometimes on the board, Brian, I did get this off of his. I want to give him some credit, because I did get this off his page. I did forget about this, guys. I seen this yesterday, and I said I have to talk about this briefly at least. Between 1990 and 1998, the Michael Jordan Bulls teams, between 90 and 98, of course, he left for the season and a half in the middle for a semi-retirement, free return to play for the Bulls. But the Bulls in that period of time between 1990 and 1998 never lost more than two games in a row. On any team Michael Jordan played on in that period of time, the team has never lost more than two games in a row. Pretty wild, man. That's a lot of basketball games.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, why don't you go tell everybody about the website?
Hold on, I'm dying over here. The two dumb yinzers dot com. The number two, TheUmyinzers.com. That's our website over there. We have our merch store. We have the blog. We have the link to all of our social media over there. The two dumb yinzers. This weekend, you know, I plan on being healthy and alive. So yes, there will be an update to the blog. We have a new mock draft over there. All at the two dumb yinzers coming this coming weekend.
You plan on being healthy like the last 3 weekends.
I know, and I survived whatever Mother Nature don't. Was throwing at me and then to try and kill me.
And then I give you shit, and then I end up getting sick through the weekend,
that's
and it ruins
happened.
My whole weekend.
Yeah.
It's happened all 3 weeks. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this.
It's been wild.
I wish you would just get better so I would stop making fun of you.
I wish my cough
and getting instant
away.
Karma.
I got my voice back. Now I'm stuck with a cough.
You guys ready to do a little trivia?
I'm ready for some trivia.
This is, guys, trivia? This is gonna be
trivia?
Because of the big news that's so much bigger than everything else today. It's just shadowing everything else, guys. Derek Watt's retirement. This is gonna be a Watt family trivia. Yeah, Watt family trivia, guys.
Yeah, baby.
There you go, Derpy. This is where you shine. Question of the day. Fellas, Derek Watt, here we go. In 2016, Derek Watt was drafted by the Chargers. Guys, what round was Derek Watt drafted in? The question of the day is, Derek Watt was drafted, of course, the brother of JJ and TJ Watt. He was drafted in 2016 by the San Diego Chargers at the time. What round was Derek Watt drafted in? Go ahead and think that over, guys. We're live, everybody. We're live 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, right here, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you missed the show or you just rather listen to the show, we upload the brand new show that we do live every day, and we upload it over on Spotify at 8 p.m. If you're in the car, at the gym, maybe doing some yard work, and you got your earbuds in, you just want to listen to the show, you could always check out the brand new show every single day at 8 o'clock p.m. on Spotify. Check it out. All right, gentlemen. In 2016, Derek Watt was drafted by the San Diego Chargers. The question I need to know the answer to is, what round was he drafted in? Derpy, I'm going to start with you. Only because I know that I have your attention, because I can hear you breathing. What round was Derek Watt drafted in?
I'm going to go sixth.
Sixth round. It just looks like a sixth rounder, don't he?
Right.
Is this going to be your final answer?
Yes.
All right, I'm locking Derpy, and I'm locking Derpy in on a sixth round for Derek Watt. Mike, Derek Watt looks like a sixth rounder to me. Question of the day. In 2016, Derek Watt was drafted by the San Diego Chargers. The question for you to answer is, what round was he drafted in? Derpy says the sixth round.
That's what I was thinking, too. He does look like a sixth-round pick.
Don't he? If anybody looks like a sixth-round draft pick, it's Derek Watt.
But this is the Chargers. They could be anywhere
that
from
is
the
true.
Third round to the seventh round, Brandon Staley.
That is true, Mike. That is true.
Going with my gut, going sixth round.
Sixth round as well. You and Derpy agreeing again.
I hate it.
All right, guys. In 2016, Derek Watt was drafted by the San Diego Chargers. What round was he drafted in? Derpy says the sixth round.
Derpy.
Mike says the sixth round. Guys, Derek Watt was indeed drafted in the sixth round.
Derpy.
Great job, guys, always.
Like I said, you know, he is a sixth round pick. He has that body.
Yeah. You're right. He's kind of shrimpy. He's kind of weird. Doesn't look like
kind
he would
of
make
shrimpy,
it.
Kind he of doesn't, weird.
Doesn't look like he would make it in the league. You know what I mean? He's just got that that vibe. And you know what?
Maybe
if he wasn't a quad,
well.
He probably wouldn't have made it in the league. So, guys, let's cut back to the NFL for a couple minutes before we do get ready to take off. I got a little an interesting little bit of NFL history that I don't know if anybody knows, but I think as a Steeler fan, you guys deserve to know this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Did you know, guys, Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw had a younger brother, Craig, that played for the Oilers. He was only active for two games in 1980. If you pull up the picture, he looks just like Terry, but with hair. Yes, Craig Bradshaw. He wore number 10. He was a quarterback for the Houston Oilers. Back two games he played in. He was only active for two games in 1980. Craig Bradshaw, the brother that never was. He was the Derek Watt of the Bradshaw family.
Huh. Never knew that.
He does have hair.
Did you pull it up, Derpy?
I did.
Brothers what? Brothers Terry. Bradshaw.
And now, so, if this was today's football, the Steelers would have went out and got him.
Make sure, that's, you know, right.
Terry's brother was there. Right. Make sure he was okay.
Is Mike, is Connor Hayward that guy? Is he going to survive beyond the Steelers? Mm. Is Connor Hayward, you know, the redheaded stepchild? Is he the Derek Watt? Is he going to make it? If the Steelers ever let him go,
he has flashes. You can see it. Like, you can use him in that, like, that old H-backs type, Frank Wycheck type role, and use him as he's not a true tight end. He's not a wide receiver. He's not a quarterback.
Right. He kind of has that 6th round body.
Yeah, you can use him in the offense. You see, he has athletic ability, but, like, can he put it all together to be a consistent, serviceable weapon?
Right.
Like, he shows flashes. You saw him at Michigan State. You saw him in the bowl game against Pitt, what he can do. Saw some of what he was able to do his rookie year. Last year, you know, he didn't do too much because, well,
I just tend to think that we're giving him the chance. And even if he doesn't play to the expectations, you know what? He is Cam's little brother, and, you know, we could use him in effective ways. I'm just wondering if people around the league see him the same way, or they say, you know what, this guy, he's just not going to cut it. Let's get somebody else.
I think, like, if he wouldn't be released by the Steelers, someone would pick him up and try to use him in the role that Steelers tried to use. He is athletic.
Derpy, what do you think? Connor Hayward, is he Derek Watt, or is he more?
I think he's more.
Do you really?
But yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
but I think the Steelers will have him compete, and then if he falls short, they'll probably release him.
Because that's basically, he doesn't really fit anything except for that utilitarian role. And,
I was going to say, like, with Derek Watt, like, before he came to the Steelers, he was an A special teams player. He was, like, you know, one of those guys, like a Miles Killebrew, like a Matthew Slater before he retired from New England. He was talked about as one of the better special teams guys, but by the time he came here, he just wasn't that guy anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
It was more along that lines of, like, oh, we'll bring your little brother in so you sign this contract.
All right. Mike, anything before we start getting ready to take off?
Just when you're going through, like, your Twitter feed or wherever you're getting news from for your free agency, verify where it's coming from. Because there are a lot of spoof accounts out there. A lot of people are being fooled already about this guy's going here, this guy's going there, oh, this trade's happened. So yeah, before you post anything, before you believe anything that you read, just double check the source, make sure it is from, like, an actual NFL reporter, not the spoof account.
That is the double-edged sword that is the internet. Back in the day, you got to get you got the official word from the official people. Now anybody and everybody has access, and anybody and everybody can give their opinion. And sometimes, you know what, it's hard to decipher the difference between what's real and what isn't.
Yeah, the Adam Schefter account and the Adam Schefter account, you know. Yeah. If you take a glance, they look the same.
But you know what? Only one of those. Right. Only one of those men that you just met. Huh?
You froze and then it sped right by. I missed what you said.
Oh, it froze my cracker of the day comment?
It did. Yeah, oh. What if it was the cracker of the day?
I was going to say, only one of those guys. Yes, only one of the guys that you just mentioned are a cracker of the day. The other one is not. Derpy, anything you have before we get ready to take off, brother? Let us have it. Whatever you got on your mind, man. Because I got an extra 30 seconds. Let it rip. Whatever comes out of your face.
Make sure to go outside today. The sun is shining like Mike's bald head.
That was very well spent. Time well spent, Derpy.
Why am I catching strays in your weather report, Derpy?
It is going to be wonderful out there today. I believe 67 is what I've been hearing. So that's close enough to 70 for me, guys. As Derpy said, get out and enjoy a little weather. But as I will be doing, I'll be sitting in front of the television and watching and seeing what the next moves are going to be all around the league for the NFL and getting ready to head into the official trade, free agency tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So we have a little over about 27 and a half hours, give or take. But we're going to see a lot of things happen. I know Derpy was a little concerned. He was texting me. Are we going to do anything? A lot of people's moving, and my answer to that, Derpy, is, I mean, come on, we just went out and got us a Hall of Fame quarterback to come play. Give it a day or something, man. We're going to make more moves. Let's enjoy the move that we made and get ready for more because they're coming. And as I said, you know, we've seen last year and all the way up until Sunday night, Omar Khan has yet to sit on his hands. I, Derpy, I wouldn't get too concerned. I think that we're gonna be making a lot of moves this year. But I also do want to say thank you to everybody for checking us out. We appreciate each and every one of you. As always, we wouldn't do it without you. We want to thank everybody on the board. You guys always, always, always keep it interesting on the board. We appreciate everybody. Thank you so much. Guys, anything else? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Mike.
I got nothing. Derpy. Thanks for tuning in.
Omar coming.
What'd you say?
Omar coming.
Omar is coming.
Okay.
Let's go.
Fair enough. All right. For Derpy, Mike at the Steeler Central Mobile Studio, myself, the two dumb yenders, everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Oh, no, 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 no.